after that quite a game here tonight, Coach. And again, our Coach's Corner brought to you by Aspirus Keweenaw. Let's love our health as much as we love our team. Aspirus never stops working to bring you and your loved ones the area's most outstanding care. Aspirus, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, Coach, what a game here tonight. I struggled to find the words to describe it to everybody. It's hard to believe there were no goals scored, but I thought a lot of our guys played really hard here tonight.
Yeah, and I thought I was happy with the way the guys played. I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought we got stronger. I thought we had a good third period. They had a couple chances early in it. Sinclair played a very good game for us. We have a good goaltender there. We'll try to – I'm really thinking, leaning out right now on playing Blake tomorrow night. I think – I mean, they've been just battling it out in practice. So we want to see what we have in all areas. That game tonight was that shootout was for fun.
Yeah.
Meant absolutely nothing. It was – now, the three-on-three overtime with the new rules did mean something.
Right.
That's the rule that caused so much consternation amongst coaches this year and how it was presented and passed and things like that. So that three-on-three did mean something, but the shootout meant absolutely nothing. We could have told them, no, we don't want to do it, but we wanted to do it. It was fun to see – again, we're trying to see what we have. So I told that in the locker room, guys, played a good game. In the record book, it's a – 0-0 tie, and in the NCAA part of it, it's a 0-0 tie. So I thought we got better. Both goaltenders, I thought, played well. We have a long way to go. There's no question about it. Certainly want to see more offense, and we want to see some more out of some certain guys, too. Certain guys have been a little bit lethargic in practice, and we didn't see a whole lot of, things out of some guys during the game, but we did see some really good growth out of others.
I thought exactly what you're saying here is that first period was a little feeling out process. You can see the passes were just a little bit off. Positioning was just a little bit off and got better as you go. And I would imagine as a coach you like to see a game that hardly had any penalties. Good 5-on-5 play for these two teams. They really get a good look at your team.
Yeah, it was good. We played our depth completely through until the overtime. I thought guys did well. I thought Pogge did well. I thought that Grayson did well. I thought that Jay Crespi did well. I thought those guys, Misiak was Misiak. He was energetic and positive and setting trends out there for us. I thought Blizzard Line, Pittle and them struggled a little bit early. First half of the game, I think it's a little soft on the puck and, one-hand plays and things like that. And they got better as it went on and harder and getting pucks behind and things like that. Arvid and the guys, I thought, did a good job. I thought our freshmen, Bantle and Arvid, did a really good job. I thought Bott was a little sluggish. I think we got to get a little bit more out of him, a little bit more support. He looks a little tired to me. So it wasn't his normal game. Now, he still did get a couple scoring chances and things like that. So I thought our defensive core was good.
What can you say about Thorne?
I
thought it was really good tonight at times.
Tremendous player. And you see we had him out there in the three-on-three portion of it. He's a tremendous. You see his talent. Mm-hmm. He makes plays. He's poised. He did a great job. But I thought our whole defensive core played a good game tonight. We didn't give a lot of time and space. There were a couple shifts, I think, in the second period where I really noticed it, where we kind of stood in our zone a little bit and didn't aggressively get on that F1 down low. And some of that was our centermen didn't get in quick enough when we did force it. But all in all, it's a work in progress. A season is not a sprint. It's certainly a marathon. And I thought we did a good job. I thought we competed hard. I thought we played in critical ice. We played in hard ice. We didn't play a soft game. And I really like how I thought as the game went on, they had the shot 17-12 Lake State after two, and we ended up with 28-20 or something.
Right.
So, I don't know if that's accurate that we outshot them like 16 or 18 or whatever to four. I do think that we were at our best in the third period.
Well, I thought it was a lot of fun to watch, even though we didn't get any goals scored. What can you attribute that to as far as, getting some good opportunities, Coach, but not being able to finish it? Was it not driving the net enough? What did you see from a coaching standpoint that was the reason we didn't get those grade-A shots on Merrick Smittens here tonight?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about that in our radio show, and I think I talked a little bit about it yesterday when I was talking, or day before, whenever it was, and I was talking to Kelvin Larson. You know, we normally when you come, you have a constant growth spurt for about a, you have about a month, 4 weeks or so to prepare for that first game. And it's a constant growth. You start out with your touches, you do that, and then you build and build and build and build and then go. And your habits are growing along with it, so you're instilling those habits. And, I saw a little bit in our practices, although they got the last couple got better, but I saw a little bit of where we started, you know, we had a couple practices early before we got shut down, and then we got shut down for a month. Then we started practicing again, and I thought we were really good for, like, for a couple weeks. And then it was like, we've been at this a long time, even though we haven't been practicing a long time. And then I think you lose a little bit of those little things that you're constantly growing on when you're getting ready to play that first game. And I think a little lethargic nature set in a little bit, because I certainly think we have the talent. As you saw, I think we did a pretty good job possessing the puck, better than we did last time we played this same group for the most part in our Winter Carnival a year ago. Mm-hmm. I thought our puck possession was better and things like that, and you know, our D were more active and more involved. So again, it's a growing process. I like what I saw. I like what I saw. I think we're going to compete well. I liked our goaltending. I liked our defense. I thought they battled hard, and you know, I think they're going to. We have some good depth. There's some good guys sitting out that can play. I mean, Helena didn't even dress.
Right.
I mean, he's injured right now. So, work in progress. We'll keep going at it. I'm pleased with the effort in this game.
Strange for you, Coach, to be coaching without any fans in the building here tonight, or is it just kind of get? I know you've talked about it. Doesn't really register a whole lot for you, but I was saying that it just seems like the norm now because we've been watching it on TV with no fans.
Didn't even notice it. I think in some ways I liked it because there was no officiating, if I can say this even the right way, that got intimidated by a crowd or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just called the game.
Yeah.
We just played the game. You saw three penalties in the game. You know, I didn't mind it at all. Let the players play and let the refs do their job, and let's see who comes out on top.
Well, Coach, I can't wait till this COVID thing is over so we can actually be closer to each other on these post games. But thanks for being with us and coming up here and being nice socially distanced for us. We really appreciate it.
You're making me nervous, Dirk. I don't.
No.
Well, you want me on your lap? I'm kidding you.
But we appreciate it. A great game tonight, and too bad we didn't come away with the win, but a nothing tie, and we'll try to get him tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Dirk.
All right. Head Coach Joe Sean. Brought to you by Aspirus Kiwita here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll take a break. Be back with more right after these.